Me tukumihia no kia koutou katoa. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon, Drive with Claudette, until 7 o'clock. Wonderful to kōrero with you all, and we're going straight to the lines now because we're talking to our mārekura, our wonderful tākuta Hu Hana Hiki. She joins us every Tuesday afternoon. Me tukumihi kia koe. E te mārekura, wonderful to kōrero with you, Dr. Hu Hana Hiki. Kia ora.
Kia ora, you too.
Listen, I want to ask you, because it was something that Glynis Philip Barbara from the Office of the Children's Commission, she mentioned it yesterday in our kōrero. It was a result of the Christchurch Girls Survey report into sexual abuse and harassment. And Glynis Philip Barbara said that also our most vulnerable kōtero are our kōtero hoa, and that needs to be investigated more, explored more. I mean, you talk about this quite often as well too. I mean, surely as a result of a survey and a report that the kōtero at Christchurch Girls did themselves, surely we should be thinking about looking into the safety of our whānau hoa, particularly our kōtero.
We should, and this is not new. There's been evidence for years, but there's only one piece of research which talks about violence and abuse on disabled, and that's the Tairawhiti research. The nearest one we have is Victoria, in the state of Victoria in Australia, to tell us about Indigenous disabled. And as for girls and women, internationally it's shown that over 90% of disabled women and girls have been abused at some point in their life. They suggest that it's a lot higher for Indigenous peoples, and Indigenous disabled, you're probably looking at about 98 to 99%, but it doesn't warrant any research. You know, I just don't understand why we don't see it as an important issue. And it is about time we taught our males about respect. I know, I don't know about you, but I know raising my sons, they know as adults not to disrespect women, and neither of them do. And I'm proud of that. But it takes a lot of work. And you teach them by showing them that, you know, it's still being a man by being gentle and caring about the woman and the children in their lives. And we're not teaching our boys this. We've still got that toxic culture. And unfortunately, it's rugby, and it's all around alcohol, and it's all around that. We think it's funny. We rack up our young. I see my nephews racking up the young boys, and these boys start hitting back, and you start wondering where the violence exists. It exists within our own way of responding around play abuse, you know, teaching boys it's okay to punch each other. It's okay to, oh, don't touch the girls. But then we're not teaching them. We're also not talking to our kids about sexual behaviour, about ideas, about urges, about, we need to be open and honest, but age appropriate. And if we don't tell them, well, I'm writing the cultural reports on sons and daughters, on nephews and nieces who are in prison facing violence and sexual abuse. And it's because we're not teaching our people. And sadly, it's our young people that are the targets, and then they grow older. And if you think about the Nia Glassy case, those offenders were abused themselves as children. Could they behave any other way? No, because they didn't know anything different. We have got to confront it. Like the movie Waru, which was uncomfortable to watch, we have to confront it to make a change. And unless we do, it's going to continue long beyond our lives.
So, you know, congratulations to the young girls, the rangatahi wahine at Christchurch Girls School, because it was a self-initiated survey and report. Another thing that Glynis Philip Barbara pointed out was there may very well have been some kōtero who didn't participate in the survey or the report because it would be too triggering for them. If a report of or survey of such would be done amongst our whānau hoa, it would necessitate for the wider whānau to become involved in this, in the report, would it not? But therein lies a bit of a challenge and an issue for us as well too, because that's very well where some of the abuse may stem from.
Yes, well, it does. And we have to be honest about that as well. As much as we have whānau that love their babies, their hoa babies, you know, they love them deeply and they look after them, there's equally a number that don't. and they abuse. And I know of a young woman years ago used to keep telling me, "Oh, I'm fine." You know, she was a young hauwa, wahine hauwa. And then one day she opened up in tears and told me how her grandfather told her that she had a makutu placed on her at birth, and she's cursed the entire whānau because of her disability. Her uncle abusing her and telling her she had a hara, you know. And that language, all of that's ignorance. I'm sorry, that's not the Bible. That's not the truth. It's ignorance. And what we have to be doing is we really need our iwi, our hapū, to step up and start doing some work around our whānau throughout. We've got poverty issues which lead to stress, which leads to abuse. We've got whānau only 16% accessing any kind of disabilities and support. So no wonder, like that Samoan family facing court right now over their father. No wonder our people are struggling to keep on top of things. Under Enabling Good Lives, it's 33% of Māori accessing, so something's working there. But it's not good enough to leave our people to struggle. We've got to do a lot better, and it's time it actually changed, you know?
The other issue that's just come up today is the report from News Hub around the Oranga Tamariki and more, the latest case of abuse where the caregivers were seen, were being videoed assaulting a young child. I mean, as a lawyer and as a human rights activist as well too, we had high hopes that OT would be turning a corner. What does this actually mean? Is this a glitch in our journey to righteousness, or is this just so entrenched that no matter good intentions, it's just clapped out?
You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. I mean, you can change the name to Oranga Tamariki. Sounds wonderful, inclusive of Māori, but it's still a pig. You know, it's still got the problem. You have to dismantle entirely the institutions and create a new body. The only way to change the culture of violence, abuse, of mismanagement is to make it different by getting rid of the old, bring in the new. And the other way is a lot of the social workers have been placed under the stress and have been turned into these people that no longer have the same compassion and empathy they started out with. Many of them come out burnt out. They are under stress. It's not a healthy environment to work in. It's not a healthy environment for children. So you have to dismantle it. It's the only way to deal with it. I didn't think it was going to be any different with a new name. All they did was slap a new label on it, and then that was it. So, you know, we've got to turn around and be realistic. You cannot continue this way. The only way to fix in the interim is that all Māori babies come in under their iwi, their hapū if they're known, or there has to be some way under whānau order to provide. Because I know for us, we've got a whāngai baby in our whānau. He was meant to be ours, my partner and mine, but they wouldn't let me because I'm disabled, even though I raised children. I'd been a nanny and I look after mokopuna. I wasn't allowed to raise this baby, but our niece does. And he comes from 12 children removed from those parents, all under violence. And the only way to change this is that hapū had to come together, and we decided that baby wasn't going to be lost to strangers. So we grabbed him, and he's part of our whānau now. But, you know, we've got to step up and start offering alternatives that are healthier and better, because Oranga Tamariki is failing again and will keep failing.
Thank you very much for that. And I just want another quick response from you, your whakaaro, as a lawyer who works in prisons with our whānau. So I'm talking to Emily Rākete a little
Ah,
bit further on. So prisons Aotearoa have had their pānui, their newsletter, censored and banned from prisons. Really, in 2021, prisons can censor a pānui that talks about rights for prisoners, and they want to trash it. What's wrong with that picture?
I read the article. I can't say too much because of the tribunal work, but what I can say is they need to bring it to the Human Rights Review Tribunal and have that actually formally decided on, because there's the argument that it could incite riots within the prison, but then there is also the argument about prisoners having the right to access information that should be, that should be able to help them. So how do we balance that? I haven't seen what's in the pamphlet. I know one lawyer has stated that he believes that they've overstepped. Corrections are saying otherwise. So the only way to resolve that is really bring corrections to the tribunal and let the tribunal make a ruling.